The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. You know, there have been periods in my life where I felt strong. And usually it revolved around periods in my life where I had a sense of self-assuredness and I was mentally strong. Quite often when I started to lose my mental strength, my strength in the gym changed as well. I would become anxiety-ridden about some of my workouts, and it became evident to me that I was starting to lose the feeling that I had the ability to affect things in my life. Recently, I was emailed an article by a listener of the show named Jackson Yee, who is also an author for T-Nation. He writes for EliteFTS.com, Bodybuilding.com. He has an article, a regular article that will be starting actually in August. Welcome to the show, Jackson.
Thank you very much, Carl. I've been a big fan of your show for a while now.
Well, thank you. And you know, I read your article and I thought to myself, wow, this guy's really onto something. And, you know, maybe this is something that doesn't come to us until we start to get older in life and we have a greater degree of self-awareness. I think when you're young, you're so busy rushing through life that there's not a lot of time for self-evaluation and self-awareness. But then you hit a point in your life where you start to evaluate and you start to take inventory and you think to yourself, these are the times where I felt the best. What was unique about that? Because I'd like to reproduce that. I'd like to have that be a commonplace in my life.
I totally agree with you, Carl.
Talk to me about your journey. Talk to me about your journey, first of all.
Well, you know, I've been working out pretty much all my life for over 25 years.
Let the listeners know where you live. You live in the Mecca of physical culture out in Venice Beach, right?
I live in Santa Monica. I moved out here to go to USC in 1981. And when I moved out here, I wasn't even 100 pounds. I was 95 pounds. I was just, you know, the typical guy you see at the beach getting kicked sand at, you know, the Charlie Atlas commercials.
Right.
My self-esteem was very low, but the only thing I had going for me was that I joined World Gym at the time. It was the heyday of bodybuilding. You know, I would see Arnold, Franco, Tom Platz, and I was starstruck at that time.
Right.
And during that time, training at World Gym, you know, I got heavily involved with bodybuilding workouts, you know, split body parts. And, you know, I was able, you know, to put 50 pounds of muscle during this time.
Right.
When I was in college. But, you know, at the same time, you know, my self-esteem was still pretty low.
And didn't you believe, like so many of us, well, when I get that body, things will change. When I finally own that car, things will change. When I finally make that $150,000 a year, things will change. But then when you, each time you reach one of those plateaus, you realize you're still the same person with different circumstances.
Yeah, I was just hiding behind, you know, the muscle that I was gaining. I was still, you know, that weak 99-pound weakling. You know, I mean, it you know, the muscle enhanced my self-esteem somewhat, but not to the extent that I was really self-assured about myself.
Right.
So this continued to progress during my 30s. You know, I was still obsessive with, you know, getting huge, getting big. When I got to my late 30s, I was, you know, still, you know, getting big, but, you know, I was never doing any cardio or ab work. And I realized that I was getting fat at the same time and potentially going on a high blood pressure medicine.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I in my mind, I was still that skinny kid. I didn't realize that, you know, my waist went up to, you know, size 34 at the time. And
right.
I had a gut like you wouldn't believe. So that's when I started to change. You know, I realized, you know what, you know, all these years of being big, you know, it did me, you know, it took me so far. So now I got to, you know, lose weight. So I started doing some conditioning work at the time. And, oh boy, was that tough.
What kind of conditioning work did you do specifically? You were doing CrossFit, right?
Well, before I even did CrossFit, you know, I really just want to tell you and the readers, I never did any cardio during my years of trying to get big. You know,
the only time I did it was taboo back then, right? They would say, hey, if you want to add muscle, you can't do cardio.
Yeah. The only time I did cardio was when there was a girl that was, you know, with short shorts on the treadmill, and I would sit behind her on my bike, you know, and pretend like I was reading the sports page.
That was
pretty much it.
Right.
So
men are such dogs, aren't they? No wonder why women don't want to work out with us.
It's true. Right. So during that time, before I even got to CrossFit, I started reading Testosterone Nation, and I found an article about the toughest workout, which you're very familiar with, is Dan John's Litvinovy workout.
Yeah,
that is brilliant. I still do it to this day. And for the readers that don't understand what the Litvinovy workout is, it's basically combining resistance training and aerobics.
And better yet, it's resistance training and interval training because you are sprinting.
Yes. I mean,
you're usually it encompasses, if those of you who haven't heard the interview that I did with Dan John, it encompasses heavy squats, mm-hmm. and you rack the bar, and you sprint 100 yards.
Basically, you lift something heavy, and then you run like hell.
Right.
Brilliant.
Right.
So I started doing those workouts, those conditioning workouts, and at the same time, I read an article with your friend Mike Mahler that really, really had a big impact on me. And the interview, he said, you know, the problem that people have at the gym is that they separate their strength training. They're strong in the gym, but weaklings in life. They can bench press 400 pounds, but they're pushovers.
Right.
That really, you know, really affected me, you know, reading that, because I never put the two together. And after that, I read an article. I started doing CrossFit. Are you familiar with CrossFit?
Yes, very good stuff. As a matter of fact, my son just started doing CrossFit in San Diego. I'm very proud of mm-hmm. him.
Does he like it?
He loves it. Yeah. Much more so than just going to the gym and going through the motions. He feels like he's accomplishing something, he said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, for your readers out there and listeners that are not familiar with CrossFit, CrossFit is a very full-body, intense workout that a lot of military and law enforcement officers are doing right now. It uses a lot of modalities. You do Olympic lifting. You use gymnastic rings, kettlebells. But the one thing about CrossFit is that you use maximum intensity. The workouts are really short, 20 minutes at the most.
But you don't stop for that 20 minutes. There's no rest periods.
No, there is rest period if you want to rest. You know,
But the goal is CrossFit is like escalating density training. You do things for time. So the more work you get done in the same amount of time requires that you rest less, and that's the objective, to do more work in less amount of in the same amount of time, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, it's almost like a mini competition, which I like.
But who are you competing with? You're competing against yourself, right?
You all know yourself and your classmates.
Oh,
there's
really?
About 20 people. There's usually about 20 people in the class.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, I didn't realize.
Yeah. So let's say, an example would be kettlebell swings, presses, and a sprint, and you see how much you could do in 20 minutes. So when I first started taking these CrossFit classes, I was so out of shape. I would always come, I wasn't very athletic. I was fat, and I would come dead last in every class that I would take. The only time that I would, come in last was there was this pregnant woman at the time, and she was the only person I could beat. So
That's sad, isn't it?
I was very sad. I was still that 90-pound weakling, low self-esteem. But it came to the point, Carl, that I was sick and tired of getting my ass kicked. So I became very defiant with what I was doing. So all of a sudden, I started pushing myself harder than ever. I became aggressive and relentless in these workouts. And I started beating everybody. I mean, nobody was more surprised than I was. The fact that not only was I beating everybody, I was crushing my times. And I had no idea where the strength was coming from. I mean, this determination that I was having in my 40s came out of nowhere.
Right.
And then I read an article by Coach John Davis, a renowned strength and conditioning coach from T-Nation. And he said that when he recruits athletes, you know, physical skills were overrated. What he was looking for was mental toughness and character. More than anything else, he wanted to see athletes that had a strong will. And when I read that article and I put the article together from what Mike Mahler said about strength and mental strength, I realized what I was doing in CrossFit and with everything else was that I was activating my will. I was getting my mind involved that I never did before when I was doing traditional bodybuilding workouts.
Okay, so we have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Okay. When we come back, I want to delve a little bit deeper into this concept. I want to talk about what is out there, what can people do. I want to give people a primer so that they can start incorporating into their lives how to develop mental toughness. We're talking today with Jackson Yee. He has a great article on EliteFTS.com called The Psychology of Strength, Incorporating Mental Toughness Training. We're going to be talking more about this when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Mississippi, bring it down. I'm the hottest ground. I told your mother, y'all can stop me now. Listen to me
From
now.
The most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLER.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Branched chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on.
Just want to remind everybody that Primordial Performance is having a super summer sale. Prices are slashed ridiculously on all the Andro Hard series as well. Everything on primordialperformance.com is on sale. It's like Christmas in the middle of the summer. My guest is Jackson Yee. We're talking about mental toughness. You know, it's very overlooked. And you know what? We become a society, quite frankly, of wimpy kids when you really think about it.
Oh, I used to teach middle school PE, and these kids are lazy and weak.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? And the parents are at fault. And I can say that as a parent. Every generation bears its burden on raising children and contributing to some mistake in raising mm-hmm. children. Our generation, those of us who are baby boomers, we wanted our kids to have super easy lives. We wanted yeah. everyone to have self-esteem. We wanted everyone yeah. to be a winner. You know, we got lost. And all kids, yeah. now kids think everything comes to them easily. They think, well, if it doesn't come to me easy, I'm not going to try for it.
Well, you know, the Tiger Mom has part. She's partly right about raising kids. You know, we praise our kids too much. You know, true self-esteem comes from accomplishments and getting over adversity.
Right, right. And kids know. They know that every kid on the team got a medal this year. They know
yes,
that. You know
yes.
that it diminishes the value of their medal when
yes,
every
yes,
kid on the
yes.
team gets a medal.
Yes, you know, and you know, being working with kids for over 15 years, being a elementary school teacher, you know, we took competition out of our educational system, which I think is a sadly wrong thing to do with children. Kids need to learn how to compete. It raises their expectations of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the goal here. The goal is to become mentally tough. And I think this is a really good goal for men and women, for children, for everybody. You know, this country used to be a very, very mentally strong country. We had a sense of patriotism. We had a sense of purpose, and people were able to endure great hardships and still come out on
mm-hmm.
top. Today,
mm-hmm.
you know, the wind changes and people are falling apart. So how do mm-hmm. people start to first learn how to become more mentally tough? What can they do?
Okay. When I started to realize that I was becoming mentally tough through my CrossFit and my conditioning work, I started getting obsessive with mentally toughness articles. So I started reading just about every book that was out there about being how to get mentally tough. The problem, Carl, with most of these books is that, you know, they tell you, you know, to be mentally tough is based on these lame self-affirmations. Kind of like how, remember, Al Franken would say, it's Saturday Night
yeah.
Live, you know, you are
I
good,
am a good,
good,
yeah, remember that? That was so funny.
Yes.
He was
yes.
Stuart Smiley, I think his name was
yes.
in that. And he would look
yes.
in the mirror and go, I'm good, I'm nice, and darn it, people like me.
<That's>
that was
exactly,
hilarious.
That was so hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So most of these lame mentally toughness books had these, you know, lame self-affirmations, you are tough.
Yeah.
You are tough. You will get through everything. And other useless techniques like self-hypnosis, subliminal messages, just things that would do nothing in order to make you mentally tough. So I kind of scrapped that idea. And what I did instead is I started reading biographies about mentally tough people and athletes.
Like who? Like give me just the top couple biographies you
Vince
read.
Vince Lombardi. That was a great yeah. biography. Dan Gable. Herbie Brooks, the coach
what did Vince go through in his early life that you think set him up to be mentally tough? Or was it because he was a child of the Depression?
No. Well, I think it was a combination of both. He constantly had a lot of self-doubt given to him by people. He wasn't even hired as a coach till his early 30s to coach a high school team.
Wow.
Nobody gave him any support. He had a lot of self-doubters. So I think that motivated him more than anything else to prove people wrong. And I think most people that are in the mentally tough club thrive on proving people wrong.
Isn't that funny? I believe that. For some reason, and that's a sad statement, Jackson, because think about
mm-hmm.
this. We will do more to propel ourselves to show someone else that they were wrong about us,
mm-hmm.
then we will for ourselves.
I totally agree. You know, Steve Kerr used to say Michael Jordan used to make up opponents and enemies. He loved being slighted by people. That was his motivation to prove everybody wrong.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So getting back to it, obviously these lame affirmations, they do nothing for people. We know that already. You can't convince yourself that you're strong just by repeating it over and over again in your head. What are there exercises? Are there things that people can do to establish some sort of mental toughness?
The one thing that, you know, all these mentally tough athletes that I read about, like Dan Gable, Brooks Kubrick, is that they had one thing in common besides being having training with a chip on the shoulder. Basically, it was like learning how to get over adversity. And fortunately, with mental toughness training, there's only one way to get it, and that's just through hard work.
Well, I was going to say, and also you have to have, unfortunately, you have to have a life that is littered with curveballs and adversity and obstacles. I mean, if you have a life
that is completely unobstructive,
you're never going to find mental toughness.
To be mentally tough, you have to be mentally weak first. And to, you know, and to go through life and constantly facing obstacles and getting over adversity. That's how you toughen yourself up. I mean, in this world right now, we could buy everything. We could buy, you know, fake booze, you know, take drugs. But the one thing you can't buy is confidence. And that's the only way you can get confidence and toughness is by earning it through, unfortunately, tough work.
Yeah.
That's the only way that you can get mentally tough. Only way.
Interesting. So, in other words, is the secret to becoming mentally tough, when obstacles come our way, embrace them? And I know that everybody talks about that. Look at an obstacle as an opportunity to overcome things. But
should
we actually, most of us, when we see an obstacle, we cringe, we shudder, we prepare ourselves for the pain. But very few of us stop for a second and say, okay, wait a minute. I want to experience this because I'm actually going to come out the other end stronger.
Well, you know, the problem we've had with mental toughness training is that we only apply our strength, like what Mike Mahler said, in the gym. You have to apply the same, you have to activate your will, like how you do in the gym with the problems and disappointments in your real life. And that's with relentless and an aggressive attitude to overcome the disappointments in your life. We can't separate it, the two. What you want to do with mental toughness training is that you want your will, which is basically, putting your desires into actions to be indistinguishable in the gym and not outside the gym. Your will doesn't know if you're in the gym or you're having a problem in your personal life. You need to activate your will and get in touch with your mind, for both situations. You want to feel invincible wherever you are.
Got it. But how, so when you're training, is there something you should focus on in order to bridge that sense? Like, if you feel so, like, I love when I deadlift. I feel so strong. I feel so powerful. How do I, should I focus on how I feel and practice that feeling outside the gym?
Okay, I got 5 steps for you that I use with my clients.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, step number one. First of all, when you incorporate mental toughness training, you don't have to give up whatever you're doing right now. You just have to add maybe 1 or 2 intense workouts to what you do. But the first step that you have to do in order to incorporate, to become mentally tough, you have to believe that perseverance is a skill. Perseverance is a skill that you can hone in and onto, and you can practice to make yourself tougher. Basically, your perseverance is your will. It's imposing your thoughts into your actions. Too many people, when they, you know, like, you do your breathing squats, right, Carl?
Right. I love them.
Yeah, when you do your breathing squats and you're struggling, are you giving yourself credit, the mind, or your legs when you're going through the workout?
No, I don't give anything credit.
Well, that's the problem. You have to give your mind the credit. You have to will yourself through. You have to get a connection with your mind and your body. Too many people, like when they're working their arms or biceps, they're giving credit to the biceps to getting the pump. No, you have to switch your frame of mind and start giving your mind the credit. By doing that, you'll get more involved with your will and get a better connection between the mind and the body. So that's the first step. You have to believe that your will is trainable and it's a skill.
Okay.
First skill.
Okay.
First tip. The second tip is that you have to see a correlation between what you do in the gym and what you do out of the gym. I tell all my clients, you know, after we're doing a tough workout, you know, they usually feel great about themselves. I tell them, if they walk out of the gym and you feel like a pushover, what we're doing is a waste of time.
Right.
You have to approach the problems you have in life with the same aggressive and relentless attitude that you have in the gym. You have to be a beast inside the gym and outside the gym. If you separate it, you know, you're not going to ever achieve mental toughness. Again, you want your will to be strong wherever you go.
Right.
So that's the second thing. The third thing is that you have to get involved with being in uncomfortable situations. And again, you know, with mental toughness training, it's all about getting over adversity. So with the workouts, the CrossFit workouts in themselves, is your, you know, small form of adverse challenges that you have daily. I tell all my clients, you know, when you're doing an intense workout, your heart is beating, you know, you're shaking, you feel like you want to vomit and everything.
Right.
That's where you want to be. That's where the magic happens. You know, people, traditional training puts too much emphasis on the pump. Conditional training puts emphasis on your hormones. What you're doing is you're activating your testosterone level, your growth hormone, and your EPOC levels.
Right.
So you got to get, you know, and what happens too when you push yourself to these levels is that you raise your pain tolerance. Most people give up too easily. With hard, intense workouts, you push yourself to another level. And again, it's the same thing with life. You know, you got to get involved with things that are uncomfortable with you. What I tell everybody is that make a list of things that you don't want to do. And then after you make that list, start confronting them. And it's, you do it the same way you do with your workouts.
You know what G. Gordon, and we have to go into a break. You know what G. Gordon Liddy did? G. Gordon Liddy,
sure.
Do you know this story? He was afraid of rats. G. Gordon Liddy was deathly afraid of rats.
Mm-hmm.
So at a point in his life where he was becoming more and more powerful in government operations and all this covert stuff that he was involved in, he realized he had to rid himself of the fear of rats. If he could do that, then he could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he, I don't know if he caught the rat or he bought the rat at a pet shop.
Mm-hmm.
But he brought the rat back to his home. And he was so nauseous with the idea of having this rat close to him. He then proceeded to kill the rat. And then he skinned it, cooked it, and ate it.
Ate it. Yes, I do remember the story. I should do the same thing. I can't stand rats myself. I don't think I'm going to eat it, though, Carl.
No. I'm not suggesting anybody eat a rat because there's other, obviously. But this goes to show you the extremes that people will go to overcome their fears. This was also a common tactic in native warring tribes to kill an opponent. And then eat his heart.
Eat him, yeah.
Because it's thought that if you kill an opponent, you are not stronger than him yet. But if you eat his heart, most of them eat the heart. If you eat his heart, then his strength is then endowed to you. Because you have consumed. Yeah, so, you know, and now I'm not suggesting we should go out and kill people and eat them so that we can overcome our adversities. But, you know, in that vein, we do have to start to put ourselves in uncomfortable places periodically.
We do. You know, the problem we all have, you know, is that we're always in we're riding in neutral with our workouts and with life.
Yeah. We're always searching for that soft place. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Jackson Yee. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Muscle building magic magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Jackson Yee. We're talking about mental toughness. Something that's very overlooked today. Maybe it's not popular, because I always talk about the feminization of the country. Okay, so Jackson, what are some actual steps that people can take? Are there any actual steps that people can take? Are there actual step-by-step things that they can do?
The first thing is that they have to focus their attention on their mind. They have to make that a priority. When you go to the gym, you know, when you become mentally tough, the aesthetics will follow. And one of the best things that to do is to keep a log and start writing your emotions down. I highly recommend that first.
Okay.
And the second thing they could do is start doing some uncomfortable workouts, like a CrossFit workout or a Lifanavi workout. Or, you know, pain is all, it depends on the person. I mean, a difficult anaerobic workout could be 10 sprints or hill sprints. But I definitely would highly suggest doing a CrossFit workout. One of the most famous CrossFit workouts is called a Cindy, where you do, for 20 minutes, as many rounds as possible, five pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 squats. That is a killer workout.
Wow.
Yeah. When's the last time you've done a Litvinov workout?
I have not done a Litvinov workout in a very, very long, since I left Phoenix. What I was doing in Phoenix is I was deadlifting in a field and then sprinting away after that. I didn't have the ability to squat in the field close to the house, so.
That's a good workout to do, you know, deadlifting and squatting.
Yeah, any of those. Right? I mean, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now that I'm having great success. The mistake I made last week is I trained legs 3 days out of last week, and my legs are just so hammered. In fact, I was sitting at my desk yesterday, and I got a cramp in my hamstring that was so severe that I actually thought it was going to shear off of my leg, the muscle. I mean, it was just my hamstring contracted harder than I've ever thought it could contract, and it turned into a ball, actually. But what I've been doing recently is a combination of breathing squats with farmer's walks with plyometric squats.
And that's a mental toughness training program I've ever heard one.
Well, I'll tell you something. I mean, my heart is pounding when I'm done with the farmer's walks, and then I have to grab two, 60 or 70 pound dumbbells, depending on how strong I feel that day, and I do 10 plyometric squats, and I leap as hard as I can. I mean, I leave the ground with each one of them.
That is a tough workout. Now, I would suggest to you is to get your mind as involved as possible with your workout. Do you have a mantra?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've been a student of transcendental meditation for about 18 years now.
Okay, great. You know, for your listeners that don't know what a mantra is, a mantra is just a quick slogan that you use to activate yourself. And mantras are extremely important for mental toughness training, because, you know, your body is highly susceptible to suggestions. I have a handful of mantras that I use constantly. And mantras are great because they... divert you from the pain that you're feeling. And one of my favorite mantras is that I'm doing what you can't do. For years, I've been on the outside, watching athletes, training hard. And now I'm on that side. So that is a strong mantra that I use constantly.
I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
And another one I use, another one I use if I'm doing a heavy CrossFit workout where there's running is get the F out of my way.
Yeah.
That really, you know, the body unconsciously feels what you're telling it to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, yeah, I know, look, Carl, whenever I do a Lipinavi workout at a gym, people don't, when I'm finished, people don't look at me. They walk around me. I mean, I must have a crazed look in my face, but, you know, I'm a small guy, too. I'm only 5'4", 150 pounds, and people are afraid of me at the gym after a Lipinavi workout.
Right. Yeah, because you do it with such intensity probably as well.
But you're doing such an intensity, and your body feels that surge of unconscious energy in its body language.
Well, you know what? When I was at my strongest, when I was training, and I'll tell you what brings me to my strongest, is just training consistently. When I train consistently for a month or two, I start to get this feeling when I leave the gym, like King Kong. I become invigorated by my routines as opposed to pounded down into the dirt. Like right now, I'm still at that phase where my routines are pounding me into the dirt. But if I can train for the next couple months without any long layoffs due to injuries or life getting in the way, I know what comes. I know how I feel. I'm walking out of the gym and I'm more energized than when I walked in. And I feel I feel like I can conquer the world. And that's where mental toughness comes from.
That's exactly how you should feel every time you walk out of the gym. And it doesn't stop as soon as you walk to your car. You must carry that out in your personal life. You have to. You know, that's what mental toughness is all about.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. There's a guy who listens to the show named Alec Wapretsky. He's a great guy. He put a video up one day of a routine that he did. And I may get it wrong, Alex. If you're listening to the show, you can correct me. But he had a video up one day where he started out with doing squats with chains, you know, with loaded bar and chains as well. And then he moved to, I don't remember if it was a deadlift, and then he moved to a military press. I mean, all heavy stuff. And he looked exhausted after he did that circuit. And I'm sure he did that circuit several times that day. But I have a funny feeling that if I were to ask him, he would probably say that after that workout that day, he walked out of the gym feeling like King Kong.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You should be. And that's the problem most people have. They separate their training. It should have a strong carryover effect. And what you should do, which I suggest all my clients do, is write down 10 things in your life that you're personally avoiding right now. And from that, you attack the problem the same way you attack it in the gym, by being relentless and aggressive. You know, the problem which why we don't become mentally tough in our personal life is because of fear. But, you know, being fearless is not being realistic. Fear is a good thing. Fear should be a catalyst. It should motivate us to overcome the adverse situations that we have in life. That's what creates courageous attitudes in ourselves. That's what makes us brave, is when we confront what we're afraid of in life, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So but it takes a level of self-awareness, too. You have to, a lot of people become afraid and don't realize it's fear that they're feeling. They just succumb to the feeling and act differently. And you have to think to yourself, wow, this is fear that I'm feeling right now. What do I do with this now?
Well, that's where the mental toughness training comes. You know, people always, you know, when I talk about mental toughness training, it's not like I feel like, you know, Superman throughout the day. But what I do feel like most of the time is that I can overcome anything that gets in my way. You know, instead of giving up, I now look for solutions. Instead of backing up, you know, I just become more aggressive than ever. For example, right now I'm taking an Olympic lifting class. I suck at it, Carl. My snatches, terrible. But I know that I'm going to get over it. Only because when it comes to mental toughness training, you have a strong work ethic. You know, I am doing all I can, and eventually I will overcome that. That's the best thing about mental toughness training, is the fact that you know you will face and overcome any adversity. I don't care if it's, you know, a hard workout or problems at home or disappointments in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, when you're mentally tough, you thrive on challenges. You want to have challenges so because you know you can overcome it. It's, you know, it's so good for your self-esteem.
You know, this discussion is coming at a very, very poignant point in my life where I feel very overwhelmed by so many different things that are just coming down around me. And I have to tell you, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, you know what? This is an exciting time in my life. I really need to look at this as an opportunity for amazing growth. There's a lot of things that I'm dealing with right now, and I am going to, as of today, I'm going to start attacking them, as you just put it, with the same ferocity that I would a workout.
That's great. That's exactly what I want to hear, Carl. And the one thing I tell everybody once they start getting into mental toughness training is that your worst enemy is going to be yourself. For example, let's say you're doing a workout, right? And your mind is going to do whatever it takes to get out of the workout. Sometimes it's not the workout itself that's training. It's the weight and anticipation of it.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, and to overcome that, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be truthful, and because your body will tell lies. I mean, when's the last time you ever heard somebody say, you know, the key to getting big and strong is honesty? But it is, because your mind will just start playing mind games on you the whole time. It will do anything. And in your regular life, too, you'll find ways to procrastinate, ways to make excuses. You got to confront that, because your mind will play games with you. Your mind is your worst enemy. So honesty and integrity is the most important thing. Because when you do mental toughness training, it's pretty much you're by yourself and you're doing it. You have to have a strong integrity system. And by that, you have to be your own watch guard. Nobody's going to watch yourself except for yourself.
Right. All right. Look, we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to change the subject matter a little bit. As you heard earlier in the show, Jackson listens to the show, and he listened to the show that I did last Friday, or the Friday before, actually, was it? Let me see. Was it last Friday where Elisa and I talked about the movie Forks Over Knives? And interestingly enough, one of the guys from Forks Over Knives trains at the gym where Jackson trains. So I want to talk to him about that. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. VeryIntensePleasure.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Jackson Yee. He's got a great article about mental toughness, how to obtain it, called The Psychology of Strength, Incorporating Mental Toughness Training, on Dave Tate's website, EliteFTS.com. Great website, by the way. And you can look forward to Jackson's writings at bodybuilding.com come August, when you're going to have a regular article there then, right? Column?
Yes, it's on the Mind series.
Cool.
And conditioning work.
Very cool.
No more bodybuilding stuff for me, Carl.
Nah, I got you. You know what? you start out as a bodybuilder, you become a physical culturist eventually.
That's basically what it happens.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about something else. I railed against the show Knife Over Fork, or Knives Over Forks. Because basically what these guys are doing, these two doctors who look sickly, number one, they're trying to slip the vegan diet to people in America, but they're not calling it the vegan diet. It's kind of like if I asked you, hey Jackson, you like turkey sandwiches? And you said no. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to give you something different. I'm going to give you, a poultry grain package. And you said, okay, I'll try that. And I gave it to you. It was a turkey sandwich. You'd say, no, this is a turkey sandwich. No, it's not a turkey sandwich. It's a poultry grain package. See, it's poultry and it's grain, and it's in a nice little handy package. And you'd say, no, this is a turkey sandwich. Don't try to fool me, right? That's what you do, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what these guys are trying to do is they're trying to slip the vegan diet to the American people by telling them that in Asia, people don't have cancer. And the reason they don't have cancer is because they eat vegan, which is not true.
That is such a flawed study, only because, you know, I'm Chinese myself.
I was just going to say, you have a unique perspective on this whole thing because you actually are Asian. So
yeah, I am Asian. I'm Chinese. And the whole flawed study of the China study is that, you know, Chinese people eat everything. With the survey that they did, they didn't even ask in the survey, do you eat organ meats? Because the majority of what Chinese people eat are animal organs, right? Liver, the kidneys, the heart.
Because, and you know what? And they're very intelligent about that. Chinese people know that the greatest nutrient values come from the organs.
Yes. And that was not even a question in the China study survey.
Is that
not
right?
Not even a question.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you know. I see one of the producers at the gym that I work out at.
Do you know his name? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I do know his name, but I don't want to mention any names. I still see him, but
okay.
You know, the guy is looks like death.
Yeah,
pasty. Pull up. He's weak. It is. You know, again, I'm talking about mental toughness training, but you know, we still want to look good and aesthetics. And the guy looks like he has AIDS.
Yeah.
Honestly. He does.
Yeah, because he's probably wasting. Because, you know, there's only a handful of people in this world who do the vegan diet correctly, like Mike Mahler. Mike,
he's
the only one. I sat down with Mike one day over lunch, and I said, Mike, do you eat vegan because of its health benefits or because you feel that it's unkind? He says, no, I do it for a spiritual reason because I don't want to eat animals. He says, I feel bad for animals. And I respect that. I'm saying, like, you know
what? I respect that too.
So what Mike does is he gets such a variety of pea protein, hemp protein. I mean, he gets all these different proteins. The average vegan person doesn't do. The average vegan person lives on vegetables and salads.
Yeah. And there's no fat in their diet. I live across the street from a famous raw vegan restaurant. And you should see the guys that go into this place. They have no testosterone in themselves at all. They're a bunch of walking bones going into this restaurant. It's really pathetic. It really is. You know, I'm a Western Pricer, and that's why I found the show, because I'm a big believer in eating saturated fats.
Yeah, me too.
I love your interviews with Sally Fallon, by the way.
Yeah, she's great. When she can make the time. She's hard to get on the show, but because she's always so busy.
Are you going to go to the conference this year?
Actually, I don't know yet at this point in time. Actually, we're trying to put together a gathering of superhumans. In Chicago, in L.A., and in New York. We're going to do Chicago first because we have some support there already from the woman who heads up the Weston A. Price Foundation. We're going to reach out to her and see if she can help us. But I don't know if I'm going to be attending anybody else's conferences this year right now because I'm just got so much to do as it is. And everything takes me away from the studio. And then, I don't have somebody I could put in the studio while I'm out. I'd love to have somebody that could that would come in and host the show while I'm gone. If any of you think that you're capable of doing that, submit your resume to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you got to get to Louisville on your own. So that's it.
Well, the one thing I would tell you is just, you know, while you're busy, right, avoid vegan restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this guy, you see him training. He's weak. He's, they all look, all those guys from that, Knives Over Forks group, they all look like they still have the hangers in their shirts. They have no shoulders. They just have these little.
They have nothing. They have the worst posture. That's the one thing I've noticed about all these vegans. I didn't see the movie, and I will not. You couldn't pay me to go see that propaganda movie. Bunch of crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if they look anything like him, then, you know, I don't want to look like that.
That's it. Those two doctors that are promoting this, one tall guy, I don't know his name. It's like, it starts with a V, Vand or something. And then the other guy who's even older, the one guy, when he was walking in the hallway with his lab coat on, he looked like he had all of his bones fused together. He walked like a moving statue. And then the other guy, his chin is buried in his chest. The poor guy has an arch in his spine. I don't know what's going on with him, but I looked at those two guys and I thought, I want to live a long life, but I want to be able to still do things. I don't want to have to be stuck in a chair somewhere going, hey, look, I'm beating cancer, but I can't get out of this chair anymore.
Well, the problem that they're all having is that, you know, besides not having animal protein, it's the lack of fat that they're having, and they're not generating any testosterone in their system.
Never mind testosterone. They're not generating any cholesterol, and they're not rebuilding any new cells. I mean, cholesterol.
New cells, yes.
Every cell is made out of cholesterol. You have to start with cholesterol. Uh-huh. They have no building blocks for new cells, so everything is just wasting away.
I thought it was the most ridiculous thing from the trailer that I saw was that not to eat olive oil.
Oh, that was because it's processed.
Yeah, because it's processed.
But eat fettuccine because fettuccine grows on trees. We all know, all of us Italians know that there's a fettuccine tree, there's a linguine tree. Yeah. I mean, you know, they grow on trees. That's not processed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a joke. You know, I'm glad you did an episode on that. Now, My wife works for Rawson. Do you know that place in Venice?
No. Tell me about it.
It was recently invaded by the feds, and they took all the raw milk and raw dairy away. It's a raw meat, raw dairy store.
So you can go there and eat raw meat and raw dairy.
No, you can purchase it. You know, Ogenis used to start. He's one of the person that started Rawson, but the feds went in there recently and did a raid and took everything away, and there's actually a better movie about food and health. It's called Farmageddon. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's out. It's out this week. I would check that out. I saw it, and it was very interesting. It's about how the government is closing down a lot of these little dairy farms that are around.
Oh, yeah. The dairy farmers are under assault right now. And you know what?
Yeah.
Shame on the government. Shame on you. Shame on you. And shame on the agents that are off. You know, I stand to be corrected, but somewhere in the annals of law, it says that a judge who adheres to a law that is, I'm trying to think, that is unjust, unfair, I forgot, can also be held punishable. You know, we have to do away with sovereign immunity.
Yes.
We have to do away with sovereign immunity once and for all, because government, including this one in the United States, is corrupt, and it needs to be accountable, and you can't hold people accountable if you can't punish them. The government loves to punish people, but they don't want to be punished. And we have to once and for all do away with sovereign immunity. So that
I totally agree.
When politicians and when and agents of departments act in a way that is punishable, they need to be punished.
I love what you said on one of your shows that generations from now, kids whose ancestors were the FDA, they're going to be ashamed of that.
Oh yeah, just like the you know when you look at anybody, you know, like back in the day. The German people are wonderful people, but after the atrocity, perpetrated by Hitler, German people, when they were in the United States, they kept very low key because they didn't want to be singled out for hate crimes. You know, and a lot of Jews, when they came after the whole debacle and with Hitler, a lot of Jews, they thought, well, never again, I'm changing my name. So they went from Lipinski to, you know, Lippy or something, you know, some other ambiguous name, so they couldn't be singled out as Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those people whose great grandchildren who they're at the FDA now, crapping on this country, someday they're not going to be proud. They're not going to stand up and say, "Oh yeah, well my great grandfather worked for the FDA." They're going to say, "Oh, don't say anything because they may lynch us."
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. That FDA and Monsanto.
Yeah,
evil
absolutely.
Of the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, okay, we've come to the end of the interview. What do you want to plug, Jackson?
Only thing I want to plug is that, you know, is to stop avoiding your issues. Really, really confront the things that you're hiding from. And with your workouts, you could do more than you could ever imagine you could do. You're stronger, faster, than you ever even conceived. And the one thing that I want every viewer, listener to realize is that the mind will lead the body.
The mind
will lead the body.
Will lead the body.
Yeah.
So if you believe you can do it, you can do it.
Yes, you can.
All
mental toughness training, it's all a thought process.
Right.
It's all a thought process. And once your mind, once your sense of belief is strong, you can do anything you possibly can.
Interesting.
I truly believe that. Truly believe that.
Very interesting. All right, and Jackson, so when your articles will be on bodybuilding.com very shortly. You also already write for T-Nation, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
People can read your articles. What are some of the recent articles you wrote on T-Nation?
The last article I wrote on T-Nation was called The Transition from Bodybuilding to Conditioning Work. And it was a very controversial piece because a lot of the bodybuilders felt that I was putting them down, which I wasn't. You know, bodybuilding was great to me for 25 years. I just needed a transition phase out. And I think that's happening right now with a lot of people. You know, what's popular now instead of bodybuilding is mixed martial arts.
Right.
And, conditioning work.
Right.
And I think in the next 5 years, you know, that whole phase about being big for the general population would be, I want to be fit instead.
Yeah. I agree. And you know what? I like to think and I like to hope that what we end up having here is a renaissance of physical culture where bodybuilding is just one aspect of what it is that you're doing to reach your physical culture goals. And that people start to become, instead of so monolithic, well, I'm a bodybuilder. Well, I'm a power lifter. You know, that they actually, apply a lot of these different tenets, including the types of things that we're learning and through CrossFit, cardiovascular training does not require that you run 3 miles a day. You can get a really amazing cardiovascular workout doing kettlebell swings.
Sure, you know, instead of aerobic work, it should be known as anaerobic work.
There you go. There you go.
Short, intense workout. That's the key, Carl. Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and again, you know, like I said earlier, the emphasis is going to change. Instead of, you know, eating protein. It's your hormones, controlling your hormones. It's stimulating the right hormones to get you big and lean.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jackson, thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you very much, Carl.
And thank you for listening to the show, by the way.
Oh, I love the show. You know, ever since I listened to the show, I can't pick up a normal magazine right now without feeling like I've been lied to.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a wonderful compliment. I appreciate that. And,
well,
and of course,
true.
did you happen to see the Emmy Awards by any chance?
No.
So you didn't see the entourage of overly obese people that work for Dr. Mehmet Oz?
Oh, no. What a hypocrite he is, right?
If anybody can go to YouTube and see Dr. Oz accepting, you have to go and see the embankment of bodies that surround him. There, one is fatter, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here. But you're talking about a radio show, I mean a television show, that promotes that they are giving people the cutting edge information on health. Obesity is the core of the problem in this country. And I stand to be corrected. I stand to be corrected. But I would say, and those of you who go and look at this episode, if you go on YouTube and find Dr. Oz accepting his award on the Emmys, I would stand to be corrected. But 70% of his staff, and there's got to be 30 people on that stage, are all obese or morbidly. There was the one woman that's his producer. She's got to be 300 and something pounds.
No,
I swear. And you know what? I'm not trying to be mean spirited. But you know what? If someday I turn into an overweight, sickly person, I will stop doing this show. Because why should you take advice from me?
Yeah. He's a hypocrite.
It's like he needs to take all of his staff members and go, look, we're telling people that this is how they should live their lives. You need to start living it that way too. You know what the truth is, Jackson?
What?
Maybe they are living according to his edicts, and that's why they're
that's probably what it is. they're on his diet, and they're fat and probably low energy.
There you go. All right, listen, Jackson, thanks for being on the show, man.
Thank you very much, Carl.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
The following paid program does not